story of the pigeon goddess girls and their offerings. Namo Guru. In accordance with the instructions he had received, Jetsun Milarepa traveled to central Tibet from Yolmo. He went to a cave in Guntong, where he lived all alone like a rhinoceros, and there he dwelt in the spaciousness of clear light. One day, a pigeon wearing golden ornaments came to Milarepa. The bird moved its body as if making prostrations, bowing its head again and again. Then it flew away in the direction of Immaculate Rock. Milarepa understood that this was an invitation from some non-humans and followed the pigeon to a spot where some white rice had been piled up neatly. Taking a bit of rice in its beak, it flew to Milarepa, offered it to him, and again began bowing and circumambulating. The Jetsun was amazed and delighted and sang the song of realization.
Amen.
approached him again. This time she was accompanied by 7 companions who all bowed and circled him many times, just as the first bird had done. Milarepa thought, these are not just pigeons. They must be non-humans. I will ask them and see whether they will tell me the truth or not. With this in mind, he said, who are you and why have you come here? The devis then broke the spell and manifested in their own bodily forms. Their leader was the one who had taken the initiative before. She answered for all of them, saying, we are devis. Because we have great faith in you, we have come to request the Dharma. We beg you, give us the instructions. In response, Milarepa sang this song of realization. Preoccupation with your own benefit and infatuation with this life. You have relinquished all distractions and live in solitude, devoting yourself exclusively to meditative concentration without interruption, in order to accomplish enlightenment for the benefit of others. We have seen you with our supernatural vision, and this has inspired so much faith in you that we have come here to request the Dharma. We emanated as pigeons to hide our bodies from wrongdoers. We beg you, please come with us now to our country in the God realms and teach us the Dharma. The Jetson replied, as long as my life lasts, I will stay in the human world to work for the benefit of beings here. As for the God realms, they are devoid of substantial pith, so there is no point in your being attached to them. You are not from this human world, and so it would be better for you to return to your own realm. But before you go, I will teach you how to practice Dharma. And he sang the song of realization.
I bow in supplication at the feet of
gone. A deceitful mirage, it is illusion and is
him, "We are ignorant sentient beings. This ignorance goes so deep in us that our minds are never free of it. We are also stuck in our kleshas. We can't be free of them either. Please give us a teaching we can apply as the method to remedy our clinging to this state of mind." In response, Milarepa sang the song of realization.
Evita, my teacher, I bow to my love who's been so kind. Please grant your blessing. Let the remedy with you will find. You gracious goddess ladies, all of you so full.
Amen.
ecstatically happy. Once again, they emanated as pigeons and returned to their god realm. Milarepa then ate the rice they had offered him. It fortified his practice and enhanced his realization. With that, he left for Greyrock Vajra Fortress. This is the story of the pigeon goddess ladies and the offerings they made to Milarepa. Up to this point, the stories have been accounts of how Milarepa taught non-humans and put them under solemn oath to stop causing trouble.